President Obama is being praised, even by conservative Fox News, for his speech last night that called for an end to finger-pointing in the Tucson shootings. But the new furor seems to be over two new words, blood libel, that Sarah Palin used in a presidential-looking speech she posted on her Facebook site yesterday after 4 days of near silence about the shootings.
If you don't like a person's vision for the country, you're free to debate that vision. If you don't like their ideas, you're free to propose better ideas. But especially within hours of a tragedy unfolding, journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel that serves only to incite the very hatred and violence that they purport to condemn.
Palin was presumably referring to accusations that heated rhetoric led to the shootings or contributed to the atmosphere around the shootings. But blood libel refers to the centuries-old myth that Jews used the blood of Christians in religious rituals. It was used to justify the persecution of Jews. Peter Walston is White House reporter for The Washington Post. He joins us. And, you know, Peter, what are we to make of this? You write the conservatives have been using this word this week. But Sarah Palin has belonged to an evangelical conservative church. We remember the tape when she had the hands being laid on. And she must have known the phrase is history. So what do you think?
Well, it's not clear that she had a full grasp of how controversial the phrase was. You know, what's interesting here is that Sarah Palin, in many ways, has been a master of rhetoric over the past couple of years. She seems to have a knack for figuring out the right phrase that will get a lot of attention. You know, the term death panel was extremely controversial, but it struck a chord and it really transformed the healthcare debate. That was something that she did on purpose. I'm not sure that this was something she intended to do. I think that she wanted her full statement to speak for itself and not have be thrust back into yet another controversy. It kind of goes to the broader challenge that she faces now. In a world that has changed almost overnight, where the kind of rhetoric that she uses maybe it doesn't quite fit right now.
Well, and you say that's really what this is about right now, this moment in history that, you know, maybe a month ago that might not have had the wince that it had. Although we should say Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, who is Jewish, defends her. He says the term now has broad metaphorical meaning. But others are pointing out, you know, it's history, but also this idea of maybe even comparing yourself to the Jews, if in fact that's what she was doing, and making herself a victim when in fact there are real victims after the shooting, makes some people squeamish. But you say the overarching idea is maybe we're at a point where just certain words, phrases are going to make us wince where they didn't before.
Well, I mean, I think this is a phrase that would have made people wince no matter what. It is used, and Alan Dershowitz has defended her, as have others, by the way, in the last couple of days. But I think that the broader point here for Sarah Palin is that, you know, her, as one Republican we spoke to and quoted in the paper today put it, you know, her blessing is also her problem. You know, she is thinking about running for president. She's under a microscope. Everything she says is going to be not only amplified but examined. So she probably just should have avoided a phrase like that. Don't, you know, if her goal was to give a broader statement that would kind of fit the moment, maybe try to remove any sort of visceral rhetoric from it would be the advice that a lot of Republicans I've talked to in the last couple of days have said.
And briefly, you see this as a moment where in the last couple of months she's been trying to maybe reposition herself in the eyes of many Republicans who didn't take her seriously, and certainly in the eyes of others who might view her as a presidential candidate in 2012. We just have a couple seconds, but this was an important moment for her.
It's a very important time for her. She's trying to prove that she is a substantive, more traditional political player, in addition to the celebrity that she has through her TV show and just her general image. She wanted to show that she can also stand on a stage and maybe run for president.
Peter Walston, White House correspondent for The Washington Post, will direct you to his writings at hereandnow.org. Peter, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Robin.